Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to each and every one of you. This is Minister Sheila Kaiser. Doing the program this morning, I also want to ask everyone to pray and bless for Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Apostle, I just want to thank you for tuning in this morning, and Apostle Sandra Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and pray along with me as I try to go along with this program. Excuse me if I cough or get a little hoarse or run out of words to say, but I just want to thank the Lord for this day, for blessing us to wake up, to listen, to see, to feel, to able to walk and care for ourselves, our children, and the blessings of the Lord. And then, Father God, I just want to start off with a prayer. God, our Father, we bless you for another day. We bless you for waking us up, giving us eyes to see, ears to hear, mouth with voice to talk, body to walk, our hands, our feet, and the body to praise and to thank you for another day. God, we thank you because without you, we will not have life. We will not have the things that you have blessed us with. And Lord, we ask you to forgive us for all the wrong and in the way that we do and talk that should be honor unto you and not to others. Lord, we thank you for our families. I thank you for my sisters. I thank you for my daughters, my kids, my grandkids, my family, my work job, my work family, my sisters and brothers. Through you, oh God, I thank you and I thank you. I will be within you for all of my days to thank you and praise you daily, because without you, I would not be here. Lord, I thank you for all that might be listening and to help me along. If anyone's in the program this morning that wants to say something, just don't hesitate, you know, jump right in, help me out, and bless me with this program that I am about to do, and to pray for each and every one of us. We come unto you, pray more for you, have more faith in you, and to believe and trust into each and every one of us, that our sisters and brothers to teach us and to keep us along with you. Amen. I'm going to come to you this morning through the best that I can. And I just want to talk about faith. The faith that I had to learn. The faith to me. How I had to grow and to touch. That had to touch me and to let me understand the faith and how to believe and how to trust and to know that without God, our Father, and his Son that he gave for us, for our sins, that we will not be, I will not have life today. No telling where, what kind of life I would have today, excuse me. No telling what I would be doing, where I would be going, the things I would be into, and the things that I would be doing. It's just the honor to know God, the Son, and to know that without them, we would not have enjoyable life. I was brought up in church, but yet I let the devil run my life. and the things that I did, the things that I went through, the things that I just knew I was all that and some. God has shown me I was lost. I was lost. I was hateful. I was honoring into things that just would not be in the life under the Lord. I thank him for blessing me and to show me how life really is. I think of the things that he brought me through that without him, truthfully, I don't believe I would be with life and enjoyment of today. The things that happens around you, the things that the devil can try to convince you to get into, brought me more hurt and harm than it is peace. I don't know half the things I could have had long ago if I had not listened to Jesus. I'm stumbling here, but I just want to let you know that thanks you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for opening my eyes, opening my heart, my mind, to let me see that what was, I would not be today. The things I was doing, the things that was approaching me, the temptation that was among me that I thought was so good was so bad. The things the Lord have brought me through, I just thank you for this, saying I am so far from where I was. I would not be here with the knowledge and the blessings of the Lord if I would not have taken the time to just stand still and look around me and just say, Lord, I know this is not for me. I know this is not me. I'm hurting, and I know I need your help. You're going to have to stop and look around and pay attention to the things around you, the people around you, the things that's going around, and say, is this for me? Is this really what I need? Is this a joy in life for me? Things look good. Things feel good. But once you think about it and you can see life is not, this life is not for me. I'm just glad to say that the Lord have opened my eyes. He have shown me life. I have been told through years what a blessing the Lord have done for many. And I'm glad to say I am in that line of saying what blessings the Lord have done for me. I look out over the world at these young men, young women. Now let me rephrase that. I look over the world at these men and women, not only the young ones, the old ones, and look and say, Lord, please, can you just touch them, show them, because the life they are living, the way they are living it, the things I see that the devil has convinced them is the way is not the way. We have more young people, more people out here dying. Unbelievable. The way that they are treating each other, the way the government, the law, we are treating each other. It's not the way. The devil have so many of these demons out here. It's just taking us out. When we need to break down and tell God to hold us, to cover us, to bless us, to show us how to come unto him. Show us what we're doing that we need to stop, that we all know that the life we might be living, the things that we are doing, is not God's way. It's not the way of life. It's things I used to do was so ugly that I thought it was so up in the world. And I just thank the Lord for blessing me, for blessing my family, for showing us the way to him. I thank him for my mom. She's a praying, beautiful person. She used to tell me many things I was doing that I just know, yeah, okay, you don't know, this is my life. But I thank her for praying over me through my life. Because I know if it wasn't for a praying mother, as they say, a praying grandmother, a praying aunt, a praying family, I don't know where I would be. People, we need to come through this world to understand God is our Father. He created this world. And the devil is trying to take us out of the world the wrong way with his way. And we need to bless ourselves, our family. We need to come to the house, bring our bodies, our buildings to the Lord, our God, to understand, to help us understand that hell is not where you really want to go. Heaven is peace and joy and love. We need to pray to the Lord to have mercy on us, to love us, to show us to how to love him more. We need to get on our knees and pray to the Lord for the thing, the life that we have, the blessings that we are missing because we choose not to talk and to worship and to answer to the man above. I need life. We need life. We need Jesus. We need the Lord. We need prayer. We need help. I need help. We need more help to understand more of the Lord, to understand more of the faith, to understand more of how the way we need to be, to praise and to show the Lord above, the Father, God, that we are for him, we are with him, to show us how to be more, to walk along beside him. I want to be with him. I want to show me the way. I want to help me more. I am so far from where I was, but I need to go further into him. I need to know more. I need to learn more. I need to trust and believe and have more. I need more. There's never enough of grace and glory and faith and love of the Lord. He have loved us so. They said he gave his only son for us to live in peace and joy and happiness. We need to wake up and understand that we need more joy, need more faith, more hope, more blessing. We need more in our life of Jesus. We need to worship, praise, thank him. Wake up in the morning, the first thing I say is, Lord, I thank you because I know I didn't have to be here. I thank you that I can see, I can feel, I can talk, I can walk, and I have the life that you have blessed me with another day. Lord, I thank you. And I need more for my brothers and my sisters. I need more for the people I just walk past, I work with. I just drive past the people I see in the world. Lord, I ask you to bless them more, to show them that your way is the only way, it's the safest way, it's the blessed way. It's the knowledge of knowing to have faith, to have love, and the glory and the power of your love. Your love is the only love that is powerful, that can break all the hatred, the treacherous, the demons, the unsafe life, Lord. I need you. And for who all that are listening to me, I hope you understand what I'm saying, how I'm saying. I usually don't talk because I don't talk the way you talk. I usually be quiet because what I say might be backwards. It might not be how you would say it. It might not be what you would say. But all I just want you to understand, God understands what I am saying. My words might not be your words. The way I say it might not be your way. But yet, if you are an understanding, faithful member of the Lord Jesus, the Father God, you know what I'm saying. You know how I'm saying it. You know what I mean. You know the joy of love is always your words to God to understand. My words to God is understand. You pray and talk to God, the Lord Jesus, and he understands. But God has me, my heart, my body, and my soul, I give unto the Lord that he can bless me. And I ask him to bless others that we all might understand. His way is the right way. His way is the only way to have life, enjoyment. We're going to have temptations. We're going to have trials and tribulations. We're going to have that because the devil wants to break your faith, your spirit. He wants to break you down so that he can convince you that that's his way, is the right way. But yet, his way brings more, harm and danger. The Lord can cover you better. The Lord can cover you more. The Lord can show you. You can be going right, and the next thing you know, you're going left, and you was wondering why. Because God turned you out of the wrong way, the wrong that would have been a lot harmful. He'll take you a longer way around to take you out of harm's way. We ought to trust and believe more in our Father above. His way is the right way to understand, to glory, the joy, the happiness of life. We need more of the Spirit, more of life of God throughout this world. This world is going through a world spin. It's just spinning around, and too many is grabbing a hold to that spin. And it's leading to harmful ways. People are dying constantly. And it's just, we need to put more of God in our words, in our minds, in our life, to cover them for all these deaths that we see. That I say shouldn't have to be, shouldn't have been, shouldn't have happened, to cover the ones that are unjustly doing wrong to the people of this world just because they think they can. We're asking the Lord to take them, their heart and their man and their souls, and stop this unforsaken, this wrongful killing of all people, all races. To cover us and feed us with his knowledge, feed us with his love, teach us more, and to let us know that that's not the way. God is the way. To following his footsteps, his words, his knowledge, his life, we need. And we need more. I'm just going to ask, is anyone on the line, is anyone with me this morning that might have something they would like to say, any words of acknowledgement that you might can help me or any other ones that might be listening? Okay, well, I just thank anyone and everyone for if you are listening, however you might be listening, but I just ask you to join. Oh, Lord, forgive me, it's cold. I just want to thank you for listening and helping me to understand and pray for me that I might be more, no, that I will be more and more acknowledgement, embrace, more faith, more love, more of the Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father to understand more, to believe more. We all need more faith. We all need more believing. We all need more blessings. We all need more understanding. I can say day by day, you learn more, you feel more, you understand more. You never get enough knowledge, enough understanding, enough belief, because there's so much to the Father, God in heaven, and the Lord Jesus. So much more we can learn, so much more understanding, knowledge, faith, and belief, so much more love to give Him and more to receive. It's never enough. You can't pray enough. You can't thank Him enough. You can't bless Him enough. You cannot be blessed yourself enough. He, God, oh my God, Jesus, they have so much to give us, so much to bless us with, so much knowledge, so much that we can't give enough. We can't get enough. We can't praise Him enough. Just don't know how many times I have said, Lord, forgive me because I didn't pray enough. I didn't thank you enough. I didn't wake up and thank you the right way. I didn't say it the right way, but I thank you. You can never find enough words, enough ways, enough to say thank you. God has the mighty power of life and control. You will be amazed of the knowledge. You'll be amazed of the thrill, the feeling, the praise, the understanding you will get and feel when you're talking to the Father and the Son. Sometimes I pray and I thank Him and I thank Him, and you just get a feeling over you that, oh, it's so good that you can say, to be with you, my Father. I will never have a dull day. I will never have a life without knowing, excuse me, the pressure, the love, the blessings. And I still need more. I still need to know more. I still need more of how to pray to you, how to praise you. I need more. And I know it's like people, you never have enough from God. You never give enough of God. It's just the Lord, oh, have mercy, Jesus, has been so good to me. When I was down, at least when I thought I was down, He showed me, you can never be down with me. The devil will trick you. The devil will send downfalls. The devil will try to break your spirit any every way that he can. But for you that know God, it's nothing that the devil can do that he can't remove and put it, no, I ain't going to put it back. He's going to bring it back so much better than you thought you lost. God has been so good in our life that we need to admit to it. We need to thank him. We need to praise his name. Excuse me. We need to say, Lord, how can I do better? Can you help me, show me how I can do better for you? You have been such a good blessing, such a good father. Son, I call him my big brother. The knowledge of life, of truth, and love, endurance, of joy, did not have to have, that you have given me. And I have seen that the things I have been through is just a blessing that I know you, God, because I know without you, I would have nothing. I would be nothing. Don't tell me where I would be. You might repeat yourself time and time again, but it's just a blessing to know that God loves me. He loves you. Just don't know how much love, how much Lord can do for you, how much more of life you can enjoy, how much more life that's around you, your family. Just think out and say, Lord, I thank you. You pray daily. I pray daily to thank him because I know without I would be with, I know without him I would be without. I have life that I enjoy, that I know I have. I have life around me and the people that I thank God that they have. I pray constantly for people I don't even know. I just pray for the world to wake up and to understand and to pray that the Lord have mercy on them. The ones out here that's doing wrong, that you know you're doing wrong. I didn't do it wrong, but I thank the Lord for forgiving me. And I know the Lord will forgive you. He will forgive each and every one of us. But we have to understand, you have to take the time to break down and to understand what you are doing wrong. To ask the Lord to bless you. To understand that he have waited on you. And he didn't have to. People get to me today. I just pray and I pray and I pray. Okay, it's not the instant minute, man. It's not the instant rice. You're not going to pray at 5:30 and have it at 5:35, not even at 10:35. You have to come to him in belief. You just don't come to him when you're down and you're out and you need this. You come and pray and thanks to him 24/7. When you're doing good, when you feel you're on top of the world, you still thank and pray to him. He don't come to you automatic. He have waited on you. Now you got to have the faith and the trust to sit and wait on him. Because when he do come to you in your prayer and your knowledge and to answer you, his might not be exactly what you want. He know exactly what you need. When he answer you, when he come to you, when he bless you, you will know. Just cause you praying for this, that might not be for you. He know what's best for you. He know what he have, what is best for you. You pray and you pray and you pray. It takes time. So what? His praise, his blessing, his time is worth the wait. God is so merciful. He have mercy on us 24/7. Your faith must be 24 plus 24 plus 7, 7. Your prayer up to the Lord. You pray up to the Lord. You for the Lord God. Our father, our son, our big brother. God is so good. Pray and thank him for life. I pray and thank him that I can see, because so many can't see. I thank and pray to him that I can hear, because some cannot hear. I can walk. I can talk. I can feel. I can eat, because some can't. You pray and thank him for whatever you have. Because as you know, and you do see, some don't have what you have. Some have more than you. I thank the Lord for what I have. Don't try to be like this one, him, her, this and this. Just be what you can be through the Lord that have made you. Understand, each and every one of us is different. Each and every one of us going to have different. But thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for blessing you, your family, and bless those that you can bless. Because believe, some have blessed you one way or another. If it's just through the prayer, excuse me, through life, you have something that God has made and given specially for you. And the number one thing is life. Yeah, I'm giving you life day to day. I wasn't promised today. You wasn't promised today. I'm not going to talk about tomorrow. I want to talk about right now. That God has blessed us. And some of us that you know is not here. Bless me. You, the ones you see, is blessed for now. All you need to do is just say thank you for now. We don't know what the next day gonna bring. We don't know what the next few minutes will bring. But all we need to say, Lord, I thank you for blessing me with life and the love that I have from you for now. I thank you for whatever you have for me, you have given me. I just thank you for showing me that life with you is a joy. It's that dance that you just can't get out your feet. They call it the happy feet, the happy dance. When the Lord do bless, you feel it. You get a little, I get a little cold chill. I just say, oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for mercy that I have through you, from you, that I thank you. I'm just thanking you, not for me. As I say for me, I mean for all of us, okay? I'm not just praying and talking and thanking God for me. Yes, but I am. But I'm also saying me for all of you that might be listening, or however you are hearing me this morning. I just hope you and pray that you understand that what I am saying is just a blessing of life that the Lord has given. And I just want to thank him and thank each and every one of you for life. For life that the Lord has given us. Life that the Lord has blessed us to share among each other. So as I say to you all today, I thank you. I thank the Lord, oh God, Jesus. I thank you for life. I thank you for another day. I thank you for all that is around me. I thank you for now. I thank you for the blessing. I thank you for putting words in my mouth for this service, this program this morning that I didn't expect to do, but I thank you for letting me be able to find words to say, just be able to praise the life and the knowledge that you have given me, and to ask you for more knowledge, for more words, for more knowing how to present myself to you and to others, that when it comes to the man in life above that I enjoy being with you, O Lord, and being with my brothers and sisters of life, of love, and God. I just want to say thank you, everyone, and to be blessed and to understand we all are individuals. We all talk and say and praise the Father, God above, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, in our own way. You might say everything I have said in a different way, but yet I do pray that you understand what I am saying, how I have said it, the words I have used, and to bless me with more words, more knowledge, more knowing how to pray and to conduct a service or a message of knowing more and do it better. I always want to be better when it comes to the Father. I always want to do better when it comes to the Son. I always want to do better because God is the Father. Jesus, Lord Christ, hallelujah, Jesus. I want to be better when it comes to saying and talking about heaven. Heaven is where I want to be. Heaven is my family. Excuse me. Heaven is the house of love and joy and peace and happiness where I want to be. I want to be able to dance, hold hands, and conversate with God to get all his understanding. I would like that knowledge and to be able to walk along with the Son, Lord Jesus. We never, never I get enough. I love to hear others talk because it makes me stand more. I want to be able to talk to myself through life that I have known I have understand more. And I just pray that we all worship and understand that we are individuals. We are different. I need more wisdom. I need more knowledge. I need more words. I need to pray more. I need to praise him more. We all need to understand more. I just wanted to thank each and every one of you again for listening to me, for hearing my words, and praying that we all understand life without God and the Father is a life lost. There's so many lost out here that when I see, I say, Lord Jesus, please bless them, help them understand that you are the answer. So again, I'm going to ask, is anyone on the line? Is anyone able to say anything or wanting to say anything? And I just pray that the knowledge and everything come ahead and to help each and every one of us. Is anyone? I hope I was able to open the lines because, like I said, it's my first time, but I'm just saying if anyone is trying to say anything or wants to say anything, it's not getting through, I can say, excuse me because I'm trying to do this and understand how to do this. And if you're trying to say something, you're not able to come through, just excuse me. Hopefully next time I have everything more knowledgeable, more open and understanding. But I still want to pray and ask everyone to do unto others, as that favorite saying is, as you want them to do unto you. Don't mistreat a person but you expect not to be mistreated. Honor our sisters and our brothers as you want them to honor you. Bless each other in the knowledge and the prayer of God. Understand he cannot help you when you don't want to help yourself. God will help you. No, let me rephrase that. Lord, forgive me. God will help you even when you don't need it. He'll wake you up. It's time for you to understand. We are not promised the next minute. We are not promised the next day. We are not promised. God help us each and every day we wake up. Without him, we will not have no life. And forgive me for anything that I've said that you might not understand, that I might say that is wrong. I'm just asking you to look over me, that God might bless me more of the words that come out of my mouth when it comes to praising and talking about the Father God and Lord Christ Jesus, the Son. I don't know everything. Compared to some that have been, I might not know nothing, but God understands me. God knows what I know. And he also knows that I need to know more. And that I am not never ashamed to say, I need more knowledge. I need more awareness. I need more of praying and praise and how to bless and say his name. I need more and need to have more, and I want more. And all I can say is that I bless each and every one of you in the best way that I can, that I know how, to understand God is, and he always will be, the head of my life. My prayer in the morning, my thank you in the morning, my last one at night, all during the day, I say thank you for blessing me and to live another day to say thank you. So today is a day that God has blessed us with life. And I just want to end this in a prayer and say, Father, God, the Son of the Most High, Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for blessing us all here today. I thank you for blessing us to understand that today is today that you have given us that we did not have to have. Today is the day of life that you have given us. Lord, I thank you for this world. I thank you for this life. I thank you for the blessing that you have put on me. Thank you that I know if it wasn't for you, I would not be. Thank you for all that it is. Thank you for my sisters. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my grandchildren. Thank you for my brothers and sisters in the line of Christ. Lord, I thank you for all the brothers and sisters of this world, the ones I know and I don't know. I ask you to touch them, Lord. Bless their mind and hearts and their soul to let them know that the time is you. The time now is you. Only you can help them and let them see the way. Lord, let them understand life is a gift. It's a present from you. You give it to us. And we need to know you can bless us and take us through our trials and tribulations and help to understand that the knowledge of your word and your life is all that we need. Bless us, Lord. Let us see that this day is from you. This life can be better and joyful and loving through and with you. Lord, touch our hearts, touch our minds and our souls to understand this world was made from you. This world is blessed and could be blessed, and we worship only you. Lord, take our young men and our young women to these days. Cover our babies, Lord, that we can walk the streets, that we can go to school. We can just walk up and down the street, make it home, leave home and make it home, back home safely. Lord, cover us in these streets. But these days, the devil, the evilness is trying to take over. Lord, we ask you to cover us and to bless us and to keep us all unto you. I want to thank you for this morning. And I just want to let you know that on Monday night, Iron Sharp Iron is at 8 o'clock. Starts at 8 o'clock with Minister Sylvia Kaiser and Brandon Kaiser. And we have Friday night with Elder Kathy Kendall. And we'd ask you to join in at 9 o'clock. Hope I'm giving the times right. And you have Sunday mornings also with me, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. I just want to thank you for tuning in today and to blessing all that it is and to ask the Lord and to pray with me more that I have and receive and we be blessed with more knowledge and more understanding and more caring. I just want to end the program with say I love you all and to all that you need to know, God is the one. Thank you.